Blog Talk Radio.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
this is Truth TV.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Memorial Day with the Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-541-1202. 818-514-1202.
And as always, you always send us our email at wewanttruth@att.net. It is spelled T-R-U-F.
Let me know. I'm working the chat room on blogradio.com,
yep.
Facebook, and Twitter. Hello,
yeah.
Everybody. Happy Memorial Day.
And that is the producer, Serene Kent.
Hello. How's everybody today?
We're getting good. We're getting good.
Anybody's here today?
Everybody pretty much did their barbecue yesterday. I think today is the day you chill out and, you know, just you let whatever pork you swallow, let that digest.
Right.
For those who swallow the pork. Whatever.
Right.
But yeah, it was good. I mean, what I did do real quick, what I did see is I went to the show and saw that. I think it's Chernobyl Diaries.
Was it?
It was pretty good. I'm not. It was okay.
That's it?
No, it wasn't horrible. It was a good movie. I mean, the dudes from Paranormal, not the doctors, but someone who had to do Paranormal had to do with this Chernobyl Diaries. But it was pretty good. I'm not hating. It was a good movie. I mean, if you don't go there expecting this mind blown away, it's not a thinker movie. It's when, oh, yeah, I bet.
That's a horror movie.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Yeah, how was
okay.
Your week?
Hey, considering after what we went through last week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Considering that we do this show together from Thursday to
right,
Friday,
man.
It was crazy.
Oh, and everybody, we do apologize for the way the show came out Thursday as well as Monday. But we did some checking into it, and what it was blog talk site was having a problem. Any show that came on Thursday had this problem that we had.
So do not blame the brothers. It was not going. And yeah, you know, hopefully. But if you guys didn't know, we had B coming here, and we got to thank him again for coming through last week. I appreciate that. Drawing
your Kangoo
in my mama's basement. You know, the new comedy album. We definitely got to show love and thanks and gratitude for coming through, bro.
Yeah, coming through that. Twice.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
But good to that. Good to that.
Oh, yeah.
That's how good to play.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that was your show.
That was my show.
Hey, you got a little ribbon for your Star Trek.
Dude, that's the first time, man. I got clowned before I got for being that type of starstruck, too. Oh, man. I got clowned. Like, oh, you just in love. But anyway.
Right.
Real quick, man, we're going to get the point of hey, I'm happy for that. Thanks. You got to say what's up.
There you go.
People.
Give it up for being starstruck.
There you go. Ina Hayes, Mike Hawkins, Eris Donnell. I've got to say what to them, man. They, you know, still out there. And now we got DJs, B-Days from Fresno Mills, Kamani Holmes, Cameron Breela. That's Tony's son had a birthday.
All right.
Andre Washington, Pharaoh Edwards, my little cousin, Joseph Ingram. What's up, little dude? My nephew, Thomas Joshua Harris Jr., TJ. Happy birthday, little dude. See you later, man. So, yeah, over there eating SpongeBob cake right now. So,
there you go. Okay, well, with all that out the way, this is The Terrible Truth.
This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray
Beyond the Bomb. Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of The Terrible Truth. And, of course, this portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Bobby Christina's Brother Love for Rubbers. But when you adopt the brother, it's too damn good.
And Pee Wee Herman's House of Ultra Chicken is so good, you mind choking on it.
First story. Furious father bust off six-year-old's penis in China and spit it out.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's the one. Yes. I knew it was. I knew. You know what? Anyway, we'll get to the
I've had it for a couple weeks now.
Yeah. Well, I had to put my business out there, though. But I'm sure you have some ha-ha's. But, yeah, in case y'all hear that title, let me restate that for y'all. I did say restate. Furious father bites off six-year-old son's penis in China before spit it out. It happened. Yes. Okay, we're going to get
some. Jumpy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Chopped it off.
He didn't just say that.
Yeah, he did.
He did. I'll take my food. Anyway, we'll get to that after this is over.
Yeah, go ahead.
Best Buy left horrified, mentally ill father dog, his six-year-old son's penis spat it out. So he lay off the salt. 32-year-old father was walking with his naked son and 4-year-old
there it is because he got a package. We go up for a walk. Whoa, lad. Don't put your clothes on. You need
it's wrong, but we had to say this. This is this is the tangible truth, people. This is the stories that's in there. Yeah, like I said, he was walking with his naked son and his 4-year-old daughter on the street when he commanded boy. Lick his penis. When the boy refused, he then attacked him by using his teeth to remove his son's genitalia. A shocking picture.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that happened.
Nah, man.
How dare you be kidding me?
A shocking picture in the city post news to show youngster laying in the hospital bed with an area bandage. Yeah, as the paper of obscured boy's face to protect his identity, it would be hard to figure out who he was. Anyway, the paper reports doctors were able to successfully reattach the genitalia. However, too early to tell that he have normal use of the appendage. But said the father is likely to have mental illness as he was recently seen pretending to strangle his son on the balcony. Pretending to strangle his son on the back balcony, according to witnesses.
Watch it, Simpsons.
Investigators found the man who was only identified as the surname Yu was
why you
yep was civilian dead after he failed business venture and was often seen gambling. To now take care of the 6-year-old boy and I wonder what the venture was.
Yep, took that son.
Here's my thing though, real quick.
That was it, yeah.
Jumpy boss.
Jumpy boss.
I'm feeling some kind of way about
that. That is horrible.
I just...
The boy's right. Like, that's crazy. Like, because that's wrong. But anyway, the thing about it is, there's two things about that. Like, either... he pulled a number one on, but my thing is, either he knew what he was going to do before he did it, and he did.
You don't need clothes today, love. Our wall.
Or
he
got into the spare of the moment and said, you know what? Take clothes off. Now get them off because I got something I want to do to you. Like,
oh, no, that's God. Yeah.
Dude,
on.
No, seriously. Cause,
come on.
No, man.
Right. That's crazy, though, man. Like, why would you put your mouth
in?
I'm mad at my son before. But I never wanted to go that extreme. You know, come here. Take your pants off right now.
No.
Pull them down.
Oh, no.
That's
okay. Move. Let's get up off this.
818-514-1202. I mean, as you're taking your bite
that's
out of your barbecue mess. Right now, think about that story.
No.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
We have a Chinese barbecue.
Short ribs.
Now, y'all out of order for that.
What's that, foreskin? anyway, I'm sorry. Dude. Hey, I'm
sorry. Right, it's on
yeah.
you. It's on you.
Yeah. I'll do that. You flushed the toilet.
All right, moving right along. What up? Man hires hitman to kill his wife as a birthday present to himself.
Oh, no, I was playing. Go ahead. She did that to me.
Watch.
Well.
Police say a Las Vegas man hired a hitman to kill his beloved on his birthday as a gift to himself. Yep. Joe Vasquez, 32, allegedly attempted to recruit someone who would be willing to kill his wife or would sell him a gun, according to the Huffington Post. Vasquez was arrested on Saturday following a week-long undercover investigation into the man murder plot. On April 15th, Vasquez asked an acquaintance if he had any lead on a hitman. I'm just grabbing a conversation. But the informant turned around and reported him to police. The informant had 3 days to tell the police, who then asked him to schedule a meeting to ensnare Vasquez. The undercover officer met Vasquez on April 10th at the Triple Play restaurant where Vasquez detailed his plan.
Now, that's how you're going to do it.
That's how you're going to do it. He said he wanted his wife killed because she was cheating on him and took his money, his vehicles, and wouldn't sign papers for him and always threatened to call INS and have him deported.
Wait, he's married to her?
He's married to her. She wouldn't sign those. You had to stay papers.
I thought all you had to do was be married.
No, they changed that long time ago.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, you still got to go through a process.
Nothing that a little forgery won't do.
And she was like, nope, I'll take them explorer keys. And
nah, focus. That's for focus keys. And I'm keeping all your soccer balls, too. You won't be playing soccer in my yard no more.
Undercover officers requested $2,000 for a job to be paid in two installments of $1,000. Vasquez asked the hitman to break into his home around midnight. At the end of the weekend, beat him up and steal his stuff and kill his wife.
Steal
his stuff.
What? Why would he? Okay, yeah.
He want to make it look like too, right because yeah. He want to make it look like it was a robbery.
Nah,
that you know.
I hit myself. I'll hit myself. Don't hit me.
You might be over enthused.
Yeah, you might get that roll a little bit too much.
Well,
I like that.
At the following meeting, Vasquez provided the undercover officer with a photograph of his wife, her name, the address, and a hand-drawn diagram of their home, according to the Huffington Post.
See how my daughter's
right. Right. Throughout the process, the undercover officer offered Vasquez many opportunities to halt his plan, but Vasquez would not back down.
No home.
He never made any hint that he did not want to follow through with this, adding that it would be his birthday express. On April 24th, the police called Vasquez at the final meeting. He was supposed to deliver the $2,000 as no payment for killing his wife, according to police.
Well, on this sombrero, you better take her out, dog. I'm serious.
That is a birthday present.
To himself. Here's the thing. If you kill her, how do you get the stay?
You don't get the stay. I guess you think you got all my money and you won't sign the papers.
Get the people going, I guess. Not really. Why not?
I don't know. I don't want to try to kill my wife as a birthday present to myself.
I mean, true, but hey, if you keep throwing the kick me out the country and you not look here. All right, now I got
you going.
Yeah, because now you just made me
okay.
One,
you're defense attorney for Vasquez.
Yeah, one, I married this woman. Now, within I moved to the lower part of the city or wherever they was at. Hey, don't worry about that. That's where I'm at today. So they move in over there, then, they living together. They every you every day is yeah whatever. She comes home hard day over there at the corn making factory. And next thing you know,
okay.
She keeps,
on that note, we'll let you finish up. When we come back from break.
What am I doing?
Yeah, the corn factory.
All right.
We'll be back after this. True Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
Leon St. James for Anaconda Malt Liquor.
With a delectable combination of the finest barley and hops, it's the only malt liquor that carries the seal of excellence from Uncle Sam himself. And when you pop the top, the panties drop.
Is that Anaconda Malt Liquor? The only malt liquor to be approved by the United States government?
That's right, Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Anaconda Malt Liquor, brewed in Piedmont, Georgia.
Brothers Radio. Okay, attorney. Yeah, attorney missed the
We was going to keep light then. Okay, so guy meets this one, and he lives with her, goes to work every day, and he comes home, and every day he's getting threatened with IDS trying to get papers, and all, and she won't sign papers. She's just holding that over his head, and as if bargaining piece for whatever she have these shoes. If you want, I swear I'm calling INS. Like, that's not right. That's wrong. That's all I'm saying. But, you know, whatever.
That's what you think that you think she was doing?
I think that, yeah.
She brought them herself.
And then, yeah. Slightly. It's only as much as the dude can take. And it's only so much that the dude can take until he just has it. You know, it's the dude's be on snap every once in a while. Who, you know, is that the
option? Yeah, no, dudes don't get to be on.
They get to be on it, but they don't.
They call the cops.
There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. They 514-4102. I mean, do you think that's a great birthday present to yourself?
Depends on, hey, look, it depends, man. I'm not down for like nobody.
He got to go back across. If he kills her, he got to go back across her anyway. So just leave.
No, because you.
Well, there you go.
No, I'm not just going to say I'm leaving and you, I got everything I wanted and I didn't sign the papers anyway. Like, no, that's not going to happen. Okay.
So you for killing her?
I'm not for killing her, but am I putting crazy glue in her contact lenses? Yeah. I'm down for that. Okay, whatever, man.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody wants to talk like I'm the only person that just had whoever seen that thought had violent thoughts towards their spouse, but something stopped you from doing because you knew if you get caught, it's the world going to crumble down on you.
Yeah, jail.
Right. So everything happens. So, you know, we just go keep it going.
Oh, man. That is something else.
Off in a Mountain Dew bottle. Nobody ever.
Who?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Come on, man.
All right. You know what, y'all?
I know you're there.
I'm leaving. Can't believe y'all just ever treating it like it's new. Everybody had the type of thoughts towards their spouse or something like that. 818-414-1202. Write the True Brothers or something. If you ever been laying to somebody and you like, ooh, I could just punch him when he sleeps, or I could just. You know, can't say punch her because that's automatic. Oh, I'm sorry, Candace. I'm
that's all.
Go ahead.
All right, we're gonna change it up a little bit. Our Colorado State University student group in school and misses. Colorado State University sophomore jumped from the roof of a Fort Collins apartment complex Saturday afternoon and landed on the concrete before his body rolled into the pool.
He's in critical condition.
The video shows him jumping from the roof during an afternoon pool party. We're going to see if we can get that video footage and upload it onto
the
page.
I'm sure we can. You need
to see this. His brother says that Ian has broken ankle, broken heels, and multiple broken vertebrae.
He landed feet first.
Project X.
Feet first.
Man.
And he's in college. There are people who are struggling
exactly.
to
what
get
the
to
hell?
College. He sits there
I'm
and decides, let's
to do
just
the
jump
dumb
off
stuff.
The building. There you go. That's impressive.
Let's just take this. That's the last time Miss Swanson going to tell me what to do. I'm just going to jump off the building. Yeah, whatever. Keep it. Well, you know what? Now, let me defend him. Now, let me tell you what I feel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. See, we don't know the amount of pressure that this boy was under.
Bull.
Consider that he's in Colorado, right? He's already thin up there. So, let's just see what possessed him to jump off the roof. I'm not going to jump to stupidity.
Drugs and alcohol.
I'm not just going to jump to, hey, we don't know. We don't know exactly why he jumped. He could have had mental issues, asked the Chinese dad. All of these things could have been going on with him. Stopped him from doing something else, didn't it? He didn't go after his brother and say, take your pants off. So.
Stopped him from hitting the water. That's about where that ended.
I think I got it. Boom.
I just heard from just in the chat room and ladies and gentlemen, we seem to be coming in choppy like we did the last show. This is this problem is Blog Talk Radio, not with us.
Yeah.
And Justice just told me we coming in real choppy just like we did Thursday. So please bear with us and we gonna get through this, but yeah, so the problem the Blog Talk servers and everybody's out for the holiday right now, so it ain't like they can do anything. So we just gonna push through.
Yeah,
that's all.
He's stopping my show. That's how I look at it.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, not my show. It's not what I do. This is what I do, man. I mean, we're gonna keep it moving.
We'll keep eye on it.
Yeah. So just hang with us, Justice. Hang with us.
I'm sure it'll clear up. They might decide they want to get their life together and you know fix our situation. But since we're going off, let's try this one here. I hope you don't have this. Some Georgia women arrested stealing bacon from a Pig Wiggly.
All right.
Nobody?
Gotta have
no.
it.
All right. There we go.
Gotta have
oh,
it.
Oh, dear.
If y'all saw the picture of this woman, she's smiling up. I got that meat. That she got that precious way they bringing out the food
she got
tray.
That, she got them. She got that Tom and Jerry, the black guy with Tom and Jerry.
OWT. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, party. My house. Excuse me. Good old classic Tom and Jerry.
Yes, I love it.
But check this out. The Georgia woman, 26, was so determined to shoplift beer, bacon, cheese, and chicken wings from the
beer, bacon, cheese, and chicken
just
wings.
Just like a Regan, don't it?
Knuckle. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's new one now, Knuckle.
Yeah. That's what we said. Knuckle.
We so proud.
Yeah. This Knuckle. Just chicken wings from a Piggly Wiggly that she punched bit at.
You got a picture of her, don't you?
I don't have it here, but I got the picture. Hey.
She black, ain't she?
Oh, black with the precious face and the Monique body.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Okay.
What, man?
No. You got to hear what did. Now, let me kick it back. A Georgia woman, 26, was so determined to shoplift beer, bacon, cheese, and chicken wings from a Piggly Wiggly that she punched, spit at, and pepper sprayed store workers who confronted her.
I got to have it. I had no bacon. In a week, bacon.
I got Piggly time for me to wig out of here. I don't know, though. Like, she confronted, when she got confronted, and she tried to flee the supermarket Wednesday, known according to cop. She hid items worth $88.27
in a cabbage. $88.28 of bacon and chicken wings cheese.
Under her fold.
And don't get the beer.
Damn.
And she attempted to take out only putting one item on the counter.
One cheese stick. One cheese stick.
No
We're genius.
According to his work, when the Piggly Wiggly employee who had been tipped to the pilfering, tipped to the pilfering by a shopper asked her about the concealed items, she tried to exit the store. After work, Johan Orr tried to stop her. She pulled a pepper spray and sprayed him in the face.
Gotta have it. Get back. I know how to use this.
My God.
I pressed on the chicken.
She kept running as several workers tried to keep her from fleeing. The 340-pound woman.
Well, there you go. Light as a feather.
Also, she punched Orr in the face and spit on a
back off. Back off. Puh.
Now, ain't nobody going to report the big damn.
As she
Pluto, what you doing?
From acid stores, she, quote, was dropping beer cans out of her purse.
Oh, my God.
Responded to a 911 call, a cop reported spotting a very large black woman in a food truck.
Yep, I'm sure the dispatcher enjoys sending that report out.
Oh, Lord, that could be me.
Calling all cars. Be on the lookout for a large black woman with beer and chicken wings up a hoo-ha.
Sound like Squidward. And screaming at the two-story employees who followed her outside. Yes, and she's very big with a purple dress.
With a Barney. Be on the lookout for Barney.
I was going to say Grimace. Either way.
Either way.
Be on the lookout for Grimace.
Yes. Be on the lookout for a large purple ape.
Now, shoot to kill. That was police didn't arrest the woman. Those were two, seven press shoplift convictions and outstanding arrest warrants in Georgia County.
God.
Three counts.
The best thing
would have made it worse is if she did it during Black History Month.
She was like, look, man, I know the barbecue's coming up, and we must get the food, the beer, the chicken wings, and bacon. The bacon.
You know it ain't
gotta have it.
Oh, no. No. You give us some turkey bacon, she'll slap you in your face.
This ain't bacon. Where's my cholesterol plug-in? I need something.
There's
to make
fat hanging off of this.
Where's that to turn your blood into sludge? I need that type of bacon.
Sam, feel the cracks in your heart.
Or the spatula of love.
The spackle.
Spackle, right.
The spackle of love.
But dude, why are you? You're 340 and you're 26 years old.
Man.
340.
And you robbing Piggly Wiggly.
You 340 LBS.
Yeah.
You are 340 LBS. And you the pig. That's the last place. You didn't see her. That woman robs I sound like Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
Woman robs place fitness for workout gear.
No.
Woman goes to Walgreens and steals
Slim
Fast.
She didn't rob Piggly Wiggly, lettuce, carrots, and apples. No, sir.
She but went there. Yeah,
chicken wings, bacon, and cheese. That makes a nice boundary layer between the chicken and the bacon.
All right, this will cover brunch. Now, what are we going to do for lunch and dinner? God. Hey, black people, aren't you happy? Doesn't this just make you overflow with the pride?
With the pride?
No. Oh, God.
Whatever. She's on her way.
Good Lord.
I'm sure her tickets
are going to be going to fight when you call.
Yeah.
But they ain't going to fight them when you
get off. Get off me. Pepper spray and spit on. Pepper spraying and spitting on people.
Just gets cold. It's just.
But,
I mean, I can't call it.
Yeah, I'm sure she could. But
I
we got to take a
it.
Real quick break before we pay some more bills. I'm assuming they want us.
There
but we'll
go.
Be right back with more truth.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
We have a flat tire.
How do I tie a bow tie again?
What's the fastest way to Hartford Hospital?
Tell my wife I'm going to be 30 minutes late.
Call my husband, I'm not surprised.
Tell my wife if she has a problem with my work schedule, she's more than welcome to get a job of her own.
Tell my husband that I do just as much work as he does.
Tell my wife that if watching Ellen is a job, she should get a promotion.
Message from your husband. I appreciate you.
Bullshit. What did he actually say?
Please don't drag me into this.
Siri, call my husband.
Siri, ignore the call from my bitch wife.
Tell my husband that he said he'd respect my choice to stay at home with our child.
Tell my wife I would, but she can't even get around to washing his overalls.
Did you want me to search for a flower shop nearby?
Tell my husband that at least when I sit on the washing machine, I come.
Send my wife this picture and ask her if the washing machine is
the only thing you've been sitting on lately. Oh dear.
Ask my husband what he means by that.
Tell my wife I think she knows.
Hey, look. I googled anger management techniques.
Tell my husband to think very carefully before he says whatever he's about to say.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Tell my husband how dare he.
Tell my wife that's not an answer.
Is it my fault?
Tell my husband that I will not answer that.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Searching for a place to hide.
Tell my husband he wishes it was just Jim McPherson.
I don't want to.
Tell him.
Please don't make me.
Do it.
Send my wife directions to
hell! Say goodbye to the most amazing iPhone yet.
Being here in America doesn't make you an American.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. And yeah, so shoplift, good or bad thing, 818-514-1202.
What would you do for a piece of bacon? You don't need Klondike.
Well, you're right, exactly.
What would you do for bacon, cheese, beer,
It wasn't even like she got necessities. She got
She got what she needed to get the people to get through brunch. That was for brunch. That's
the meal between breakfast and lunch.
Yeah. But you know, next she was hitting up the
chicken
thing. Right. So you saying she just knocked off a box of peanut butter crunch and was like, I'm still hungry.
Yeah.
It was time for brunch.
That did nothing.
Did nothing but fly my diabetes. No doing that.
There you go. My levels off.
they don't make. I don't know what they keep me shots from a needle. They don't need needles big enough to get my blood going. It comes out like girl.
Ooh. What's that?
Wow.
What's your grandparents' syrup?
The clear one that
The two, the train and the
that old
alga, algae, whatever. Algebra.
yeah.
Algebra.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Literature.
Granddaddy syrup.
That don't even sound like nothing I want to eat.
Man.
Algebra. Dog. Yeah, that's old school.
That's old school like
as it get. Yeah, and it's
horrible.
Two pans shaking from the east and the west, and one is a train being christened, and the other one is I don't know what does it mean. But it means that's what old people throw in their pancakes. Yeah, algebra.
Don't you eat that shit? It's horrible.
Yeah.
Algebra. The noise that gives me. The noise for your pancakes.
Right,
I don't even remember the spelling. Do you remember the spelling?
A-L something. 855-1-4-1-2-0-2. If anybody remembers, it's old school.
It's old school as
syrup.
It yeah.
Red label, metal top, glass bottle. I mean,
yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah, and it go, and
it was
go,
like sap.
It
from
go
the
on
tree.
The it on the pancake, damn. Nice and slow.
It's
yeah,
like tar. Not from
algebra.
Not log cabin.
Anyone
who
eaten within the last 20 years probably still has it inside of their body.
The
algebra.
Noise for the slow.
That's like motor honey for your body. It's,
mama, it's, mama, put some more.
Transmission fluid for your pants.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible. But moving right on, I got another story out of Colorado.
Oh, okay.
A second grader in trouble for wearing blackface when dressed up as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. for a school project.
The Caucasian boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
This took place in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Second grader at Meridian Ranch Elementary School in Colorado Springs was pulled out of class Wednesday for painting his face black. Sean King, dressed up as Martin Luther King Jr. for
what's
a class
up?
Project. It was a white museum day for a second grade, and each one dressed up as a historical figure they were assigned, said Sean's mother, Michelle King Roca. King Roca said that Sean was so excited for the project. He said, "Mom, I'm going to wear a black face." I'm sorry,
okay.
Yeah, let me say this right before you blast on.
I'm sorry.
"Mom, I want to wear a black suit because that's the one that he wore. A black tie, a white shirt, and I also want to do my face black and wear a mustache," said King Roca.
No, this is child. Like
I'm going to finish my story. Thank you.
Ahead.
Sean's parents came with him to school, as did other great parents, to watch the presentation. Right before it was time to come in to the classroom, the principal came up and stated, "Sean, to take that face mask
Ooh,
off."
That's not a face mask, John. That's a face. You too,
there was a person in the faculty that had an issue with, said King Roca.
The lunch lady.
King Roca, the mother, said she and her husband, Anthony, were stunned and shocked.
Why would you be stunned and shocked?
"As a parent, I think it's pretty sad that you've got a principal and a faculty member that are acting the way they are when they should set an example for their children," said Roca.
Yeah, let them dress up in blackface.
Now, for something you really enjoy, sleep and eat. I'm like,
man.
Come on. Oh, now look. This has nothing to do with kids. You don't go in on the kid.
Of
the
course
kid
not. Know
is
no
innocent. Right. He says, "Oh, I want to be like Martin Luther King because I want to," and he of course wants, but the parents ain't got enough sense between the two of them to say, "Hey, well, we dressed you up in blackface because black people would find that offensive." Why? We used to do it 70 years ago. Say that we better than them.
And we still don't. Let's not forget black Jiminy Pete.
Right.
But anyway, go ahead.
So let's get him up in blackface. Oh, ain't he cute?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I know. I want to go there too, but we're not going to be nice. 815-1202. Don't you think that the parents are peanut heads?
Yeah, they're
right. Boy, of course, the boy in his enthusiasm wants to go all the way.
He don't understand why we're cool to do that. They wouldn't, you know, like I said, they wouldn't open their minds to think that this could possibly be offensive to someone.
Do you think that they would have been naive?
No.
No.
They're privileged and stupid.
They were stunned and shocked.
How are you going to be offended when you dress kid up in a way that's
offensive?
We're letting
our kid dress like one of you. I mean,
right.
that's kind of
so
what
when,
that says
so
to
when
me.
The
like,
black
you should
kid,
be happy.
Right, so when the black kid gets George Washington and the parent douses his face in powder, that was supposed to have been okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he just, oh, my God. You
yeah,
mean
that,
to
that's
tell
what,
me you disrespected
me.
Because
we were
I put,
stunned and shocked.
I put,
what?
I put Hershey
really?
Chocolate syrup on my son's face that I got a cabinet in our bedroom. This is some bullshit. It's not like I put ketchup on his neck or anything. Then what are you?
I know. Yo.
Oh man.
Oh dear.
This is awful.
And
you
I,
mean
yes?
This.
And I got to sue Ikeman in a black. Hey, this is the entrance room. Over here, exit room. I want to be thorough as possible.
It's horrible.
Our women is just running.
That is bold.
Oh, yeah, the hell with Jesse. Jesse, you know Jesse did that. Jesse had got up there, told that story, how he was standing right next to King, and how he deflected with his magic bracelet. He did that in a speech before. Yes, he did. And got called out on
it. I know this. I
stood with King. When King got, I said, oh, my God. Now, I tried to take bullets, but I missed.
Yep. That guy was.
Like, Wiggy, you had me the White Castle. What
he the one. Yeah, okay,
he
right. Jesse is the one that probably said at 3 o'clock.
Martin,
hey,
I will.
Yeah.
Hey,
Martin,
hey.
Go downstairs
no,
to my car to
no.
Newport's out there. I left a
pack
in.
Out there. Here, put this
no.
jacket on.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the offensive comments that were made that may have included public figures such as Jesse Jackson, Tyler Perry, R. Kelly, Mitch McConnell, Michelle Bachmann, her gay-ass husband, John Boehner, any member of the GOP, any member of the clergy, so on and so forth. Thank you for your understanding.
We don't get to use that one much.
Yeah,
Jesse
Bucks. Jesse running shoes.
Yeah, whatever. You know what? Just not the straight fall topic, but you know, I'm be honest. Y'all give Jesse a little too much love. Just a tad bit too much love. You give him too much.
Yeah.
Give him too much credit. Just way too much. Sorry,
yeah.
Jesse did get up in a speech. In front of people in the house and talked about how he was side Martin when he got shot and he got called out on it.
And
that's true.
Like dude had the best aim, like he was a sniper shot. That Jesse was oh no.
Jesse had that T-shirt that said I'm this guy.
I mean,
boy,
I was kind of salty at him when
he had
wanted to cut off the president's balls.
Oh, okay, right. Right. Anybody who tried to outshine Jesse got a problem with.
Jesse has heard that I'm not Martin.
I'm with the arrow, he's over here. Got an arrow, he's over here.
Hey,
that's what he did. Hey, whatever.
Jesse,
whatever.
Where's your story, Ray?
It's cold down here. You got that T-shirt on, Jesse? No, I'm just saying I want Martin to get his love.
Right.
They was aiming for me. I was trying to get Coretta. Yeah, whatever. Jesse wanted Coretta. I said it.
Come on.
He did. Dude, it was a document.
On.
No, see, it was a documentary I was watching, and they was some I don't behind the scenes type of whatever thing. I don't know how truthful it was, but it came out that they just had a thing for Coretta. I said it.
Yeah, okay, Coretta I'm
Scott.
Not gonna. I ain't gonna. But Jesse is like whatever.
Is he
an ass? Yeah, Jesse's an ass. So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's done some good things, but at the same time, he's an ass. Before we just have the memories
right.
of Jesse. Made. Okay.
Is it? Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, doctors accidentally tear baby's head off as mother struggles to give in Brazilian hospital.
Right, why are we
doing this? Give y'all stories.
That's not even funny.
Well, ripping the kid.
Now, that's funny.
That is not
that's
funny.
Funny. Penis bites. That's funny. You get a bag of penis bites? That's funny, though.
Not at all.
Get a hip full of double bags. Head of lettuce.
Baby head bag.
There you go.
That's not funny.
Hey, just report. Doctors in Brazil accidentally tore the head off of a baby that was struggling to deliver. It was reported yesterday. The horrific incident occurred after the child became stuck as it was being born in Brazil. The baby boy's headless body remained inside the mother and had to be removed by the surgeon.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
that's not even funny.
I'm not
man.
Even funny. This
that's
is healthcare.
That's hard, bud. That's I don't like that. That you know, makes that me feel a certain way.
Brings the party down.
Yeah, that's a buzz. That's you, Buzz Ellington, the old show. How about a story about a bridge? That's where you at.
Really?
Yes, I don't like that. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, everybody, hey, it's a story.
That's horrible. That ain't even terrible truth. That's horrible.
That's not even terrible.
God
damn.
I feel bad now, man. Just kill my fight.
Okay. Well, at one point, she heard one of the doctors say, Marco, are you crazy?
See, I don't want to laugh.
But, okay.
That's
Marco.
That's horrible. Marco, what did you do? Why would you put your metal gloves on to deliver the baby?
Oh, my God.
I'm saying, why are you in such a hurry?
No.
There's a lot of game coming on.
I'm getting in on that at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Today in soccer, 16 teams tied. Let me see if I can lighten the mood just a tad, though. But, I mean, we can do this real quick. One arrested throwing ass in X face.
Now, that's funny.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's not funny. You
don't want Scarface.
I am firing stars.
Or Two Face or whatever the case may be. You're going to Freddy. His name was Freddy, too.
That is funny.
Fried Freddy.
That is funny. Fried Freddy.
A Forest City woman was scheduled to be in court Thursday after being accused of throwing ass in former boyfriend's face. According to the Forest City Police Department, Michael Hamilton reported his former girlfriend came to his house to return a TV. Police say the woman threw liquid on Hamilton's face and body when he opened the door, which
my
began
goodness.
To burn the man. The victim, according to police, was taken to Forest City Medical Center for treatment of severe burns to his face and body. It is believed by police that the liquid was some type of household acid. A warrant was issued by police for the arrest of Emma Jean Broyles.
Emma Jean Broyles makes you laugh.
She broiled in connection with the attack.
Oh, that got you.
Police said they received a tip on the location of Broyles. Investigators checked the area given in the tip, found Broyles custody of incident. Broyles charged with second degree domestic battery in the incident. So if that's the case, just asking, is it the boyfriend revenge? Ask the new boyfriend revenge?
No, that's
no,
not
I didn't
at
put
all.
That in
yeah.
anybody's subliminal.
No, not at all.
That's a mess.
She said she returned the TV. Yeah, here's the TV, and here's a little bit of acid to your grill. I mean, hey,
that's
no, I don't like that one.
Who does that?
Crazy people.
I mean, really? I have no words for that. I have no words for that. That's serious. And something like that happened about a year or so ago, didn't it?
No,
something like
3 years ago.
They got
sentenced last year, right?
Right, that's what it was.
Yeah, over in, I think it was the little village. One lady was dating some dude, and his ex jumped her
yeah.
and sprayed her with acid.
And she had to get her whole face reconstructed. That was sad. I mean, just to go that length. I mean, who can make you crazy? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what? I don't know. I just can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah. I don't. I can't call it either. 818-514-1202. So the terrible truth is getting a dark turn. I don't know if anybody like to call and put they put in for free.
Hey.
Okay. Guess it's up to me to say today. Fine.
There you go. Do what you do.
There you go. Parents in shock after kids given X-rated sweets at high school shaped like penises, breast, and butt out at function. Yes!
Oh, my bad.
Really?
Yeah.
What? That works for you, huh?
They giving them X-rated what's now?
All right.
No, reread that title.
Well, I'm going to just read the story.
Because I was to
parents shocked after kids given X-rated sweets at high school.
Oh, sweet.
At school, yeah.
Like candy and cupcakes.
Right.
Yeah.
At school.
Betty Crocker.
That was pretty good. You got to give them that one. That was good.
Mitty's muffin.
Yeah.
Right. They're the X-rated sweets that have turned parents decidedly sour. Shocked families yesterday told of the disgust after children were handed explicit naughty chocolates at a school Mother's Day function. Here you go, Mom.
Some dad never gave you.
Nine.
Oh, my goodness.
Packets of chocolate shaped like penises, breasts, and buttocks, as well as other depicting couples copulating, was passed out for all to see through bags at the PNC Fun Held event at Woodbury Public School in Hunter Valley. Cassandra Lacey, who has two
Virginia,
sons at the school.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
Said she was horrified to be handed a bag of treats as she walked through the door. As soon as I opened mine, my mom said, "Oh, Mom," and I had to do a double take, like she said.
Ooh.
Every single chocolate had something to do with sex. This was in the school halls, on the school grounds, and at school time.
Yikes.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yep.
Hey, you didn't hear about any of the mothers handing it back, though, did you?
No. I'll take
this is
this is something that we need to discuss later.
Wow.
But 2:30, go to bed.
There you go.
Mom needs a long time
with this
Who
chocolate.
Even approve that? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Somebody's slipping.
Yep.
When you went online and you ordered this crap,
they give them ding dong.
Or when you got the invoice, or when it showed up, you took about the box and you looked at them, you loaded them on the good tray.
Nice. This is crazy.
What?
And hand them out to as they were.
Really?
Here you go, ma'am. Oh,
here's
no.
A cock for you.
Oh, no, Mrs. G.
The butter boobies.
I know
for you.
You'd like these. Mr. Johnson,
try to
put that data down.
Booties.
Pick up them breath. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cupcakes. A few cake or two. Yeah.
That's
wow.
A mess.
My man say, no. Put that ding dong down. Grab your ding a ling and just.
Wow. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. What do you say? What do you say? It's the world we live in.
I wonder was that Chinese man over there.
Oh, yeah. He caught the first flight over. Out testing. Not bad.
Heard y'all was looking ahead. So I'm going to go ahead and grab me one. So.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Okay, yo.
Yeah.
Really?
Whatever.
Oh, be a fool on the night. Anyway.
All right. This we're going to do this last one.
Yeah,
take
go ahead.
Missing worker fired after.
I'm just saying.
Okay, look, this is crazy. It's nothing that has to do with sex, penis, and cupcakes or down or stealing burgers.
I'm still
or
scared.
Headless or acid.
There you go. Michigan workers fired after turning in gun found on the job.
Did you get that?
No.
Michigan work fired after turning in gun he found on the job.
What?
Sometimes it doesn't pay to do the right thing. Don Chevrolet, a former public worker employee in Wayne County, Michigan, who earlier this month found a loaded snub-nosed revolver while mowing grass in Detroit's Brightmoor neighborhood, turned it in and was promptly fired. It was damaged, so it couldn't have. It could have went off. Surprisingly, it didn't kill the guy on the mower. He told Detroit TV station WJBK. Shabbat said the crew was waiting for Detroit police to swing by and pick up the gun, but they never showed up. So the veteran employee of the Department of Public Services did what he thought was the right thing: finished the job and turned the gun into the police later the same evening.
One with
police. Please tell Shavlat he did the right thing by getting the gun off the street, he said. A check revealed it had been stolen from a nearby suburb back in 2005.
There you go.
Where he ran into trouble is when the supervisor who saw things rather differently. A Wayne County spokesman told WJBK that according to department rules, employees aren't allowed to possess a weapon on work property.
I'm not possessing
a
weapon.
That was on your property.
So after 23 years, just too shy of retirement, Shavon was fired for violating department policies, even though he found the gun while on the job and did bring it to work. His foreman who knew about the incident was suspended for 30 days.
Well, there you go. For not firing him. Why didn't you left it to for me to fire him? You suspend too.
WJBA reported that Shavlai, who wants his job back, was also fired for insubordination and unauthorized access to the department's road yard. The union representing Shavlai, Local 101, has filed grievance and intends to fight all three accusations. Union President Thomas Richards told TV station there has never been any policy brought to light on what you do if you find a weapon.
That's just stupid.
I should tell Lori to get his job back and then some.
Yeah.
That's just dumb.
That is that's ludicrous.
Yeah,
really? That is just.
And what type of organization did he work for?
For the Department Water Works. A former public work employee.
Okay, he's a public works employee.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
absolutely.
So he's the police even said he did the right thing.
He's on the grass.
He found the gun. Oh, okay, cool.
If he did not touch it and just walked, hey, come look at this. Here's a gun
over here.
Why find that?
I want to know how the conversation went, though.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, how you doing, boss, man? Look, I was mowing the grass like I get paid to do. I found this gun, and I just want to know what's going on. And he winds up losing your job. Like,
there you go.
It's crazy, though.
It's stupid.
Man.
It's absolutely stupid.
Yeah? Teach you to work. Teach you to do your job.
Right.
But
that is.
But you know what? Yeah. That's just beyond my words. Just moving right along. You know, we still want to give B. Cole thanks for coming in
to
the show twice in a week, man. That was real nice of him.
We definitely
appreciate
him.
Yeah. And again, he's looking for people. He's looking for people to star in his video. Looking for female star in his video. If you're interested, how the Truth Brothers on our email. We want truth. Truth is TRUF at ATT.net. I'll send a picture and we'll pass it along to Mr. B. Cole
and his representatives, and we will get and leave you contact information and everything in there so that if he likes what he needs or whatever and he feels that you fit the mold for that video, go ahead and do what you do. We'll be sure to shoot everything in your mouth. Hopefully we get you in the video.
There you go.
Pass it along.
Yeah, and then on that note, we will go ahead and get ready to get into the second half of Terrible Truth. And leave you, we're going to give you a little drop of his song. Since people had a problem hearing it last week, we're going to give him another shot at it this week. So this is
Cole Bass.
Here you go. Truth Brothers Radio.
Take a stroll. anyway. Come to my bedroom in the basement. Watch the last step, no replacement. Light my area, don't be shy. Don't cross the duct tape, that's my brother's side. We'll go to a place that's on fire. Let's get it in by the washer and dryer. Sip on Moscato from paper cups. Take six bottles to get us
get
fucked
up.
She's be the shit and she with me. Now I ain't shit and you with me. Thought I was a baller in VIP, but I paid 20 G's just to hang with Jay-Z. Duh. In my mind.
If you ask me, Trey Songz is the best singer in the world.
Girl, have you heard Chris Brown?
Thank you. Okay, whatever. All he's talking about is strippers, money, slapping girls, and Lamborghinis.
But he's talking about sexual activity.
Okay, but who look better?
Chris Brown.
Whatever.
No. What about Justin Bieber?
He's gay.
Exactly.
That's not right, girls.
Wow, it's the mom from Truth Brothers Radio.
My mom hates him.
That's right. And using words like gay to insult someone is socially wrong and offensive. Use words like poop booty, skittle bag, wrist down, lady boys, fairies, sweetness, drag queens, switch hitters, ass burglars, white beards, something like that.
Thanks, Avon. Now we know.
And no one will keep y'all asses out the liquor store. Two fingers.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained?
True Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour. With True Brothers, we'll be talking about is it really reality? I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the True Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-544-1202. 818-544-1202.
And as always, you can hit us at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm currently standing by on Facebook, Twitter, as well as the blog talk chat room with your questions and comments.
And again, people, we know you might be experiencing some technical difficulties as far as the Blog Talk. It's not Truth Brothers. There's something's going on with Blog Talk Radio site, and just bear with us. We're going to try to muscle this. Do not hold us. This is a great still. We still do what we do. We do it well, but we just want you guys to be with us. There's nothing that Truth Brothers are doing, our staff, but we just want you guys to bear with us.
Exactly. Yep. So we're going to do the best we can and get into these crazy realities.
We do.
There you go.
Reality.
Yeah.
Do you love it? Do you love reality?
You know what? Before we just go all in on them, I think everybody has a reality show they like. So is there a reality show that you actually like?
I have a few. I'm not even going to
lie. Which ones?
I mean, you know, don't hold against. I like Bad Girls Club. Okay. But look at me like, dog. I mean, some women be kind of cute on
them. Yeah, mom thing is like anything on the network.
I know she wants it. I
won't like that. No, that's not a reality. It's more like a concept.
Yeah. But it is reality TV.
You
know, Family Feud.
What's
the
85 show? Yeah. What's the 85 show?
Maybe Bridezilla.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'll go
she was going to try to front that.
Y'all are just peons.
No, you know what? Y'all didn't let me finish. I was going to go through a bunch of different ones. Oh, that's what you get now.
Gotcha. Now, what else you got? Because you kicked it off with no. Just me, I don't indulge in ignorant division. I just me myself. I'm a cool kind of there. So I just
and
enjoy.
I am.
Right. So what
well,
else?
Well, I mean,
you,
that does a thing, you know. Some people like their comic books and you know, TV shows and whatnot. No, I'm a food person.
So besides food,
yeah, but what other kind of reality show?
I like Priscilla.
Okay.
And let's see. What's the other one?
Mm-hmm. Because I don't watch it a lot.
I don't watch it a lot.
Okay,
I really
gotcha. Okay, all right, we'll let y'all
go ahead.
Yeah. I Bradzilla.
Okay.
It's absolutely
and the Dave Tutera show. What's that one?
I don't know.
Who?
The hell yeah.
David Tutera.
No, but and they got another one about it's another one of those like marriage show, but it's down in Louisiana and it's down in New Orleans and they just flat
Daisy Bride.
Big Easy
yeah,
Bride.
I like that one too.
I don't like that. That's
dude,
like prostitution.
Dude, yeah. Three the episodes from it, yeah.
No,
yeah.
They be off.
Oh, Big Easy and I got you.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's why I went like, yeah,
right,
my prostitution.
No.
Like, hey, Big Easy, hey, man, I'm getting married,
easy.
But you can do my Big Easy Bride. Yeah, so, I noticed that a lot of people, man, real quick before we just jump right into that, a lot of people are hooked on these football wives and basketball wives and all these other things. I personally can't get into
it.
Yeah. Like, just about the frisbee wives and all these other things.
Right. Well, basketball wives just got into a bunch of hot water.
Well, I don't. Again, what
happened? Yeah, what happened with that?
Yeah,
I heard something.
Yeah, what it was this past season of basketball wives, Shaquille O'Neal's ex-wife, Shawnee O'Neal, right, received a lot of backlash because the show was extra vicious and violent. So was that, right. And she says that we take responsibility after seeing ourselves this season. This season was bananas. Of course, she was sad. O'Neal said recently, it's definitely a lot more bad than good. Even when we did have the good, it seemed the bad outweighed it. No kidding. After cast member Jennifer Williams separated also former NBA player Eric Williams, was physically assaulted with an open palm on the show, she responded to a lawsuit. Many fans of Basketball Wives took action by filing petitions to end violence act of bullying. 2 weeks ago, Sybil Wicks of the Tom Brenner Show went ham. No, she, yeah, after this particular episode, she had came on her show and went totally off about it. And then that was followed up by like Stardone fronting, saying that she wanted to start a petition to stop them. And I like Sybil, and she's usually pretty level headed about things.
Right.
And she was saying how just show makes black people bad, especially black women, because they act like juveniles and everything is solved by some type of violence.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy because it's the same thing with, I mean, any, I don't want to be sexist, but like any show that I've seen where they get a bunch of women together, it's always like, even like I was saying, I watched Bad Girls Club and whatever, like
right.
I said. But I watched the show, and I expect out of them, these girls are from early 20s to anywhere between, let's just say they're from 21 till about 25.
Okay.
So, that's kind of, I expect that. But these former ex-wives and they're in their late 30s or whatever the case may be.
Mm.
So you're looking at it like, man, this one show is the Bad Girls Club with young women. You got another show in Basketball Wives with women that are in late 30s. And it's like, this is how y'all act all together anyway. No problem. So, yeah, I'll just stay away and just go that other path. But I think it does exploit black people. I think it gives them, black women, they used to exploit black women, and gives them a bad rap.
You think it's aimed at exploiting women? You got
absolutely.
Some, like Beverly Hills Housewives, who don't have black women, Jersey Vicious, where they do the same thing, the straight hand violent.
But you know what?
But the hell, the majority of these are shown on
that's
BET.
That's what I was about to say.
No. Not really.
No.
What's her name?
Tiny and Toya used to have that
show.
Yeah, they had those.
Yeah, but I mean, you got Bravo, I think, started the whole genre to begin with. And then, Godzilla's on Wii. The Housewives shows are like Bravo.
My thing is, the ones like the Housewives of Atlanta, that the girl, the tall one with the blonde hair, has just like. She has, it's like they have like a mold that they want these black women to fall into. You got to have sass, you got to be that back with finger snapping type of woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it look like you either that or you're a fighter. And it just, that's
Right. The only type
But Jersey Shore and them fight too.
But no, I give you that. But the thing is, when we do it, so it seems like so
we go over the top.
Right, and it's a bad. It just that extra stamp on. See
yeah.
what don't
I mess
give, with?
I'll give you that one because I think that's the problem that Shawnee O'Neal has. She wants something that does what the other do, but twice as bad. She's the executive producer of the show. She knew what she was putting out. She knew what she was putting
out
to people.
She knows what draws in viewers, and she knows that if you create, like, even that show, it's a show with Love Hip Hop. I never my sister, I call her my sister now. My sister watched that show, and
right.
I was watching. It was once I just happened to glance at it, and it's crazy how I've never seen a show, but this one particular show I seen were fighting. The girl just walked over there and just hit the girl in the mouth.
And just set off, right?
Right, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, okay, why would she do that? And, you know, they like, well, she's ignorant and this, that. And then they got to telling me the back part of her life, and she thinks he runs this, and her man's supposed to play. I'm like, it's all type of stupidity that goes with the shows.
Right.
Which leads me to a point that cannot be real. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying the whole quote-unquote reality. I think they stage a lot of these fights. Because, I mean, realistically, I mean, out of the blue, as soon as we turn it on, they go into damn near fight mode within the first 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and you see all the same things. They go, they club, they drink, they get drunk. They all over the place.
But you know what, though, Ken?
And they fight.
What's crazy about that, though, I believe that if you take a certain, like, you have to, even if it was real, if it's not real, I don't care, don't know, whatever. But let's just say, look at who you take. What if you took a violent, alcoholic young person who doesn't have, who doesn't have common sense, and you put them around somebody who, this person is confrontational, and you put them around somebody who's also confrontational, and you put them in a room.
And you just,
you just wait for it, because it's going to happen.
Well, and the reality of these folks do contrive and magnify the differences between whoever they're trying to going to it. They magnify and they talk to them off camera. And remember, a lot of them have the secret room,
you.
Right, where they get going to the secret room and they say something. Yeah. Okay, well, if they say something to the camera, you don't think someone's over there saying something back to them?
Yeah.
Up it, you know, especially if that person don't want to open up or whatever. It's going to be someone pushing the show along.
Yeah,
pushing the show along.
It's controversy. That's like, it's, when you was watching, see, here's a screen.
What?
The TN Tamara reality show didn't even really get a lot because it was just bland TV. Because
they were trying to show you something.
Exactly.
They were trying to show you sensible people.
And nobody wanted to watch that. But what's crazy is you could turn on anything else. Now, here's what's crazy. You won't watch her on her reality show, but you'll tune in every Tuesday and watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that show.
But I'm just saying, it's the fact that it's her playing a role as
right.
an ignorant type, I don't want to say ignorant, but this sassy type character that you like to see versus her reality.
Yeah,
type of
well,
that's really
her
is.
As an actress, right.
But you know what? You're saturated with type of those for shows, that show buffoonery. You get into a mindset where you just adapt to it.
So you make
you
it
know,
a-
like even with kids, and I think they market a lot of this crap to kids that like to see it. Because think about it, when you was in high school, somebody had a fight, everybody running around to see who's in the fight, what's going on in the fight.
Right.
Everybody right. running. You know, this isn't that much different. Everybody's looking to be entertained.
Sure.
They're looking to have an outlet to wait the focus is on themselves, but, you know, more on what's going on TV. They want to identify with that. And before you know it, at the water cooler at work talking about, man, did you see he keep me down, such and such?
Yeah.
What? It means nothing, but we'll jump back into it when we come from our break. True Brothers Radio.
I'd like to make a request.
What you want here, baby?
True Brothers Radio.
Like the locks on the Benz. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again. I'll be your baby.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hello, everybody. Look at yourself. Now back to me. Now back at yourself. Now back to me. Sadly, you are not the monster. But if you listen to Grover, you will know all about the word on, just as this monster does. Look down. Back up. Yeah. Where am I? Oh, I am on a boat. What is in your hand? Back at me. I have it. It is a clam with two tickets to that thing you love. On my nose? Anything is possible when you smell like a monster and know the word on. I am on a horse. Moo. Cow.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit, describe and apply to transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual.
True Brothers Radio, and we're back, and we're talking about reality shows, and how to reality doesn't really come, because I don't think it comes very close at all, and I kind of like what you two were saying. I think a lot of these shows is designed to cater to our baser nature, and the desire to want to see it correct, to see conflict.
Yeah, I'm a cheerleader for buffoonery. I'm
like, you're a cheerleader for it.
Dude, I mean, like, I don't mean to let to sound ignorant, but, I mean, I'm sure it came off way. But for me, it's like, I don't, it's like, it just reiterates everything that I've been saying about certain people. I don't want to say our people, but it's just like, do you see this? This is why they don't get us these jobs. Do you see
this?
Yeah, but,
I mean, reality shows designed to be that way anyway. I do agree with what you're saying, like with Shay O'Neal. She set out to make something bigger and more grotesque than all the other shows. But, I mean, look, I don't think it's a matter of pointing out race in this case, because all of the shows, I mean, I've seen some episodes of Bridezilla that make just the person come off fucking bad. And the fact of the matter is, you get on Bridezilla to come off bad. So, I mean, to go on your family the way you do, and to go on your friends and to rip through your friends the way you do, all just to be on television, something about the individual. Well,
and instead of court shows.
That's what I'm saying. When you look at these shows, and you look at Maury and the paternity shows, and you look at the Bridezilla shows, don't you, to me, just my opinion, don't we come off looking worse?
No, I think that's a sensitivity we hit, because I don't see a Jersey Shore where they in the club and they go behind the bar where they're serving people drinks and urinate on the floor.
And
your
girl doo-doo on Flavor's floor.
I was going to get to that, but I'm just...
We got a one-up every time.
No, I don't believe it's a case. I don't believe it's a kid one-up, and I do believe it's just they go out of their way to find the worst of worst, and you can find the worst in any race.
Yeah, you can.
In any race.
But I don't know. If somebody has to get
it's just a
the champion of the bottom. That's all I'm saying. It's, to me, it just
feel
like
that poor kid that
I would really
defecated on them stairs, man. She should just I finally you know for a while, for a couple of years, VH1 took that clip down. Mm-hmm. But I found it recently, and that girl should just flat out embarrassed.
No, but you should have been embarrassed by even getting the show. I mean, you know,
who's really trying to get with Flea?
Okay,
all right. The price is the same. I mean, really. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, you're basically selling your soul.
Yeah, what's your soul worth?
And burying your soul. You know, forget the kids you might have. Forget the family members you might hurt. You know, forget the job that you work at. I mean, what does life hold for you after the 12 minutes up?
Let me ask you a question, though, real quick. Not you guys, but, I mean, if, hypothetically. Did you say the same thing about people who get into the porn industry?
In a sense, is reality considered a porn industry? Well, as far as...
In a sense, yeah.
Yeah, as far as you... I mean, if you can do porn, if
You can look at your family and what you, I mean, that's the same as being a stripper or anything in that field. I mean, if you
bear the
what's her name? Spahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a mother. She got a family. She's got to look at somebody. She got a kid. She got to look at her kid and explain herself.
Why she.
And I guess you can, if you can do it, I guess. But, I mean, you know, if you can look at your family and with a straight face and live your life, I guess. But I think you're right. It's more like, to me, it's exactly the same. Yeah. If you get on television and make it look that terrible, I mean, don't just leave the nobodies out of it. Help Bobby Brown crap his pants on a show.
Being Bobby Brown.
It was the weight loss one. The celebrity crapped his pants.
Yeah.
How stupid can you crapped your pants?
I mean, see, even that, I'll give it to you like this. Even that show, like, they at the end, it shows progression. Like, as far as the person who started off obese, overweight, at the end of the show, they go, oh, man, you know, if you stick to a certain regimen.
Yeah, right.
And that
big
like
loser,
that.
All that. It's called Let's Laugh at That People.
That's all.
It's Let's Laugh at That People. That is. I want to hear about the food revolution. It's telling you about how good.
Yeah, and I agree
Let's
with
Laugh
you
at the Diabetic.
With the whole Biggest Loser. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
yeah, it's
so,
the play on words.
Double
American Idol, all of them, is just designed to use people.
You know, I just, you know, going back to the other shows we were just talking about, it makes me, you know, I'm a mother of a teenage daughter. You know, so it, yes, ups up big to my baby.
Big graduate.
She's
graduating
tomorrow.
Right. Got the cool yes. shout out.
I was gonna throw that towards the end, but since you brought it up now,
we'll do it again.
Want to be extra special.
Oh, there you go. Great.
Whatever.
I'm tired.
Right. But going back to what I was saying, the reality shows. I'm a parent of a 14-year-old daughter. You know, so those type of things. I consider myself a good role model to her. But you know, for those. You know, friends she has that watches this stuff, you know, they may try to, you know, coax her into watching those things. And I just don't want her to be influenced by the things, but, you know,
exactly.
These, you know, this presence they put out there to portray as black women, you know.
Okay.
Let's
get something straight right now. We can all play naive out there, and we can play like our kids can watch these shows, Bad Girls Club, Bridezilla, Jersey Shore, and we can play like our kids will not act and imitate what they see on television, but lying to yourself.
You are.
If letting your kids watch stuff, and it's not at the very least sitting there going in on this garbage as she's watching it, you're not counteracting with anything and just say, oh, it's okay, or you sitting there laughing at two, and then she hear you talking all crazy on the phone, she's going to imitate it. She's going to imitate all these kids.
But that's the thing, because kids don't imitate they imitate what's fun and attractive to them. If they don't want to imitate what's right, they want to imitate what's...
It's how television presents it. If you present it as, hey, this is Jersey Shore, and look at all the grown-ups peeing themselves, hey, kids, what do you think about
how
they...
That's my...
You got that phone, you big or not? You know how to pee. How old are you?
Exactly.
Too grown.
Hey.
There you go.
When you show them out there being in a corner of the club and they got show and they're heroes because they're the stars of the show, so they walk like heroes. But you don't have my teeth graduates.
Yeah.
You don't have that. You don't have that show showing these kids, let's get these kids off at freshmen
at MIT.
That's
not what they want to show you.
Right. And show them with the ups and downs of going through MIT, but you show Jersey Shore and Jersey List. Oh, we style and hair, and this is what it's like doing micro braids.
Just like media will sit there and tell you, well, there's not a market for that. People don't want to see that.
Yep, and then you
if
say,
you put it out
bang,
there, people would.
Exactly.
You set the precedent of what people want to see.
It's called Bang Theory. Right now, Bang Theory is the most popular show in syndication right now. I'm talking about the first runs. I'm talking about the reruns. They did a story on NPR on the syndicated show and how Big Bang Theory is literally setting up schedule for TBS. TBS is running them 3-4 times in a row. Episode 3-4 times because people are eating it up, and they're using that show to set up their first run broadcast because this show is so popular.
Right.
And Big Bang Theory, you can switch your voice. It's a reason they ain't putting black people on that show, and they think that you don't like it.
Yeah. And that's the thing, though. When you got somebody of your ethnicity, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
When somebody of your color is telling you, you won't like this.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah, and Huggy Lowdown on the time to join the show, in on this show, and made it sound like garbage, like this is something we wouldn't watch. So what is that saying?
We don't want
to see geniuses and people with Excel life do something.
Hand out glasses, girls.
There you go. There you go.
Right. Like, yeah, but.
Yeah, I was totally offended when he did that.
I mean, it just goes to show, like, man, I'm saying this, you got a young, impressionable kid listening to this man say, man, we don't want to be genius.
And that's
hand me that glass of Chardonnay.
Hand
and
me
let's
my
drink.
Pimp cup.
But if it wasn't meant for me to be a genius, what I was meant to be an ordinary person, ain't that what?
Theo. It was crazy you just said that, because I was going to say, I remember at a certain point, I wanted to be a doctor because I saw Dr. Huff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I swear to God, that was the first.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to college because I was watching a different
and
world.
And the beautiful part is, the best part is, a lot of boys out there identify with Thief because Thief was just a regular teenager. He wasn't a straight A student. And they showed this kid ascend from the middle of the pack to the top of the class by applying himself. So by the time series was over, you've seen him graduating
college graduate.
You've seen him through the schools with studying, getting a study habit,
getting
over the dyslexia, and moving on. And they don't show stuff like that anymore.
That's what I'm saying. And that it's weird to me that not only are they not showing it, but they're not even trying to make those anymore.
Yeah.
It's like I said,
no one wants to educate you.
But they give you, and I don't want to go in on the guy, but they will give you the Browns.
Once again, they don't want to educate
you. I'm not going to put it all on.
They're going to put you back in slavery again. Maybe not in the physical sense.
Right.
Maybe not in the physical sense with chains and whips, but mentally.
I'm not going to put it all on them, quote unquote, because when Tyler Perry knocks on your door to pitch show, you listen. And they didn't call Tyler up and say, you know what, well, we were sewing these crazy plaid, you know, the Negro clothes like we used to do in Atlanta. Give us something like that. No, he brought that show to them.
Okay, but let's
he
let's
brought that show
about
to them.
Last week, Thursday, matter of fact, we had Brandon on the show.
Yep.
And he said, like, you know, the reason his situation is what it is because it's been things pitched to him.
Yep.
And he said, try doing that.
True.
Now, sure, his career took a hit for that. But at the same time, he can walk out with his head high.
I'm
not going to be bought.
True. Which is why he's part of Trevor's family. Yeah, y'all don't know. He's family now. Y'all going to be hearing a lot from him.
It's just to me, I feel like, you would have to, if give push come to shove, you take that, and you know, depending on your situation, if you take that deal or not, to me. But we'll get right back into this, man. We're going to talk more about the mind change and if this reality is it reality. Right back with more Truth Brothers Radio. So.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. If a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Yeah, we'll be right back with more Truth Radio. We're going to real quick to this quick comment that we got from someone saying about reality shows. So basically, they said it's hard to find some girl in this fake world. And that was just a comment, Nene Garcia, one of the
hey, thank
brothers' Nene. Family. Thanks for staying there and listening
through with us. Thank you very much.
The thing about reality shows, I don't get it. I don't see why we're such. Why I mean, I was joking. I said I'm a cheerleader for buffoonery, but I don't get why we enjoy it so much. I mean, no,
I think it's human nature. I don't think it's just us. I mean,
no,
I don't believe that.
I mean, people.
Right. I got okay. I thought you was talking about black people.
Right.
Yeah, it's just human nature. I mean, you're attracted to the card. Everybody loves clown. I mean, every clown go back for centuries. I mean. People love, I mean, comedy, tragic comedy, black comedy. I mean, people love that stuff. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with it in a balance. If
okay.
I got a network and it's about, I don't mind a reality show, but good grief. I mean, I don't want something on my station that has somebody defecating on stairs.
True. See, that's
just going too far for
that's
me.
That's something I would say. Like, it's certain things, like I said, I don't necessarily. Smash the top models. It's just to me.
Yeah.
No.
No, get you though. That's just not my cup of tea.
Right.
I get
just,
you though.
To me, it's a show about, you know, if it's a girl who actually grew up and that's something she wanted to do and she went about it the right way and she didn't whatever. She was like, okay, I've made it be a model.
Right.
You know, she
right.
It's an outlet for you to, you know,
right.
Be that type of model.
Right. Right. She was saying about the cook show.
Right.
I mean, actually, they did have one. That I used to enjoy called the Next Food Works Star, where they would get so many contestants across the country, these chefs,
mm-hmm.
and on one of them is going to be next star. One of them is going to get a show and a shot at being one of the Food Network stars. And it was nice to see them come with the challenges of coming face to face their shortcomings.
Right.
And I think you cook as well as you thought you could, or they have been giving you this these levels that's harder and harder. And I mean, the one year I watched it, they had this sister, and in the beginning, man, she was killing them. She was killing them, and I love rooting for the black person, and I'm rooting for. And then you've seen the point where she hit this wall, and she got the one challenge that just got harder, and she couldn't do it, and she was trying to get through it. And one, she just totally lost her discipline, and the quote-unquote black girl came out. And the judges was rooting for this female, and they kept asking her, well, what happened? You were going so well. You just totally fell apart. She, well, hey, you know what? If someone gave me that attitude, hey, they're going to get it. You could see the looks on the judges' faces, and they realized, nope, she's not one. And they got rid of her.
Wow.
Reality, but that to me, that's a good reality show. It's nothing. They didn't put her in anything to make her act necessarily. She gave this attitude from the stress.
Mm-hmm.
And it was her shortcoming. She came face to face with her shortcoming.
And that's crazy, too. But to go back to something that I think Candace was saying earlier, or you were saying earlier about they have an MIT or no reality show like that, and it's crazy because I was actually watching a show. It was a TV show that I watched, and they were having basically the show had a show inside of a show where they were talking about how it was a quiz show, and they used to be like, man, on this show, they used to ask all the tough questions, and I don't see how this kid got on the show, and it went from it being an actual quiz show to they said that the new kids who got on here was so cool that they changed the questions just to keep rating time. For the kids, and it was a school called Einstein University versus mm-hmm. John Adams High.
Right.
And at first, Einstein University used to kill, like, because the questions were difficult. They made you think, like, with the printing press and all these other things.
Right.
And then they came out. The next question was, all right, what does the X stand for in X-Men? Those are the questions that they start getting stop being don't think no more. These kids are fun. Mm-hmm. Let's go here. And to me, I find that to be, you know, it is a shot at you. It's a shot at the people. It's a shot at everybody who just feel as if, not even feel as if, it's just a shot at everybody who just let you know where we're headed.
And that was going to be my whole point there. 15, 20, 30 years from now, where are we to be?
Idiotic.
Where are we be? Our kids, all the influences
putting
they have.
Put Powerade on grass.
And I'm just sucking it up. Yeah. I went out today with my 14-year-old. You know, we're getting her 11 to shop and done for graduation. You know, so I want to be nice this one time and allow her to adjust the radio on my car. Now, for anyone who knows me.
Oh, boy.
Anyone who knows me knows I do not live without my iPod. That radio does not come on. Has not come on since 2007. But anyway, I said, you know what? I'm going to be an open-minded parent today. I'm going to let her, listen to her songs on the radio. And everything I heard had two bars and a repetitious beat, repetitious hook to the end of the song. And you couldn't even understand that. You know, it's pitiful. Just, you know, I know it used to inspire me.
Right.
You know, it made me feel something. The lyrics meant something. I can't even say that now. So with that being said, I have all this nostalgia on good music, good lyrics, things that made me to be who I am now. And I just think about what type of influences today's music has on young people and how that's going to affect them going forward, you know, and for all of us as a whole.
We hated it. It's just it's for destruction. Self-destruction. Because what's crazy? Like, somebody, it's like, I don't want to keep saying that. And it's not, I'm not going race here. I'm just going people in general. We're killing ourselves. They're not doing it anymore. They're making, it's tired. Hit you here. Hit yourself. And it's like, but we're eating it. Everything that they're giving us in this television, we don't know how to decipher between the two. We're sitting here watching Jersey Shore, and we will discuss a Jersey Shore topic as if it's a political topic, as if it's something that means something in your life. You will argue somebody down about which one of them characters, what the real name is, or who they're actually married, or who they're actually dating, or whatever. Okay, nah, he's not dating her in real life. That's just the show, because I saw on E! News that he's actually, and you're discussing this like it's a topic of concern.
All right.
So that bothers me. Like, I don't, like, people who argue about what person, what one of these rappers or whatever their actual lyrics are and all these other, like, why are you arguing that? That's nothing. But you, and still, you're sitting, you're on the corner selling whatever situations, I'm going to say, to these kids, arguing at the same time what this dude actually said. He
yeah,
put no
see,
money
what,
in
what you just said was absolutely wild to me. Because, yeah, it is sad what you're saying. And at the same time, I remember as a kid kicking back with boys and talking about lyrical content from rap and what they said and what it meant and breaking that stuff down. Man, I enjoy doing that. But like you say, if you're not saying nothing,
right,
what's the point?
Right. That's what's crazy, because I'm looking at how can you can't argue nobody lyrics now. If you say something,
no,
somebody can come up with a lyric and you say, hey, man, what did he say? I don't know. I just heard what he said and I repeated it. And the beat rights. That's what they'll tell you. Hey, man, you ain't heard the beat. And I don't know what he said, but I don't care what it means. It don't mean nothing.
Right.
So the reality show is the same thing, man. I don't, hey, old girl, look cute. That's why I watch it, you know, or vice versa with the girls. Why you watching, man? He's fine. And this, that, I don't know, man. I just, see, it's just a matter of we have wrong, we had it in the wrong direction. And and it's not just reality shows that's pushing us there, even though it's just a window, I would say, to what, see, my thing is, if you're a person of another race and you want to learn about black people, say, hey, man, let's watch this show that's supposed to be about that. Let's watch, hey, all these women in the house, let's see how they live. And you see this, and they think, you know, oh, you got some, see, this is why you don't date that dick. You know,
I guess. I hope not. I mean, I wouldn't look at Jersey Shore and think that that's how people in Jersey live. I wouldn't look at that that's how,
but you
Italians
know,
or whatever.
But see, that's
but
the way,
again, I like to
you
think.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That you, for
right,
a young, impressionable mind.
True,
that
true indeed. True indeed.
A black kid, who a black young black girl who's sitting there watching Bad Girls Club is sitting there like, that's cool. I like that. Because
and she don't take no stuff.
Because she beat her down. Now, I got to go to school.
True.
And beat them down.
True. And skyrocketing. Incarceration of young women, especially young black women, are seriously on the rise right now. And women are getting very hyper-aggressive. Very hyper-aggressive.
And it's because what's being brought to them. It's what they see, and they think that they try keeping it real is what's happening. The real is you know, and it's crazy because it's all like when it don't happen how it happened on TV, they got to look like, but that's not how it looked on TV. And
right,
it's almost like they're in shock. Like, I can't believe I'm getting taken away by the police. They didn't get taken away on the show. Or at least next week they were out
of
jail.
Yeah, they don't think about that.
Okay, so what do you think that says about us intelligent? Because as you saying that, got me thinking about stuff like the WWE. The WWE wrestling has been on for, what, 60 years?
Mm-hmm.
There's been people getting hit with chairs mm-hmm. in wrestling since the 30s.
Well, they actually stopped that because of concussion awareness. They have done.
Okay,
had
but I'm, okay. Well, I ain't been watching it, but I'm just saying, no, the point of jumping and violence and plot twists and the getting jumped in the here and there, you know, it's a staple of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really see that acted out in the real world. Like you say, Bad Boy, Bad Girl Club, and all of this stuff is being acted out.
Well, two things. One, that wrestling is being acted out because it's called backyard wrestling. And Pooh actually
has, ooh, there you go. Good point.
And the other thing is, it's acted out because these kids kids are trying to these moves, not that they are performed by professionals and they're not real, and they're breaking other kids' neck, like the kid who got the Stone Cold Stunner and he ended up with a neck break.
Good point.
So it's being acted out. It's just,
that's,
you know,
gold star. Two gold stars.
Yep, that's called ding ding.
Fight it.
Right. But no, I mean,
that's a good point. That's a good point. You're
and,
right. And that oh my, go on YouTube and put in backyard wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
The moron. and the sad part is you got the families in the neighborhood of the morons getting chairs in someone's backyard watching it.
Dude, you know,
look, he just put Edwin through a table.
You know what's funny about backyard wrestling, though, and I will laugh.
When it goes wrong.
No, it's even when it goes right, and they're like, ah, it hurts. Like,
yeah,
when you jump
off the roof, did a pile driver with your buddy off the roof to a table, and it broke the table.
You did it.
And then they all lay there.
That's like YouTube. Sometimes my reality. That's another form reality TV.
No, that's actual reality.
I know. That's
true
for real.
Reality show. Yeah.
That's real. Because
those
real.
Are filmed by idiots.
Yeah.
Or
idiots. I love it, though. Yeah. I love Fail. I can sit all day and watch Fail.
Oh, Fail Blog or anything with a Fail is probably the thing. And it keeps you. See, this is how
you keeps you grounded.
See, I have a motorcycle. And if you watch Fail Blog.
Yes.
And you see somebody on a motorcycle like, hey, man, watch this.
Stand up on it. Yes.
It keeps like, see,
look,
this is why you don't do this.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Go with, after the show, after you get all chopped today, go to your YouTube and just put in Fail. Just that word, Fail. And watch what springs forth from your computer. It's great. It's terrific. And if you want to be grounded, put in job fail so you know how to own your job. Like you said, motorcycle fail. I got a Corvette to keep me grounded. I put in Corvette fail.
Yeah.
To make sure it don't go to my head and you go to
whatever car you got.
Yes.
Whatever, if you,
yes.
Jetta fail.
Yes.
Just whatever. Get you in.
Yes.
The,
yes. Proposal fail.
All of that.
All that. You can put anything fail. Cooking fail. And watch what you get.
Yeah. Prank fail.
Yes.
So you're thinking about doing stuff in the closet on your mom.
Stunt fails. Yeah.
So, and that's the best part. See, that's what I think the reality shows were supposed to do people and tell them.
Well, cautionary. It, right.
Right. Just, hey. This is what you're supposed to do, but people have adapted. Like, hey, dude, I didn't know there's a bad girl's cult. Like, women who get that bad girl's emblem tattoo, it's like a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get that, and they get the tattoo of the bad girl thing. And it's like, oh, man,
so they're trying to live it.
They're trying to live that
life. These are adults.
Late 20s.
Again. Do I gotta bring the kid out to tell him?
Yeah, where she at? Find her in the closet.
I don't believe.
What is this strength? You got a phone, you big or not? You know how to pee. How old are you?
How old are you?
That girl.
You 28 years old and you want to fight in the club.
You know what's crazy? Even I was never a real club person. Never been that type of dude. I've always like really been a homebody. It's like, I never got that whole going to the club and getting so drunk at the club to the next day. Yes, I was so drunk I almost kissed a man. Like,
yeah,
I don't
puking,
want that.
Man. I don't wanna.
Yeah,
I
never
don't
got that point, man.
No,
I've never got
good.
That point of that. It that didn't seem attractive to me.
Right, exactly.
Fun for me was,
I'm a control freak, though. I don't like to be out of control. I don't like to not be in control of my faculties. I don't like that.
I never got that whole drinking till you want to throw up or getting high till you don't know it. I never got it.
No, you're not really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the same. That's why I never really did drugs. I don't like I don't want to do something hallucinate. I would just, no.
You don't know what you would do today, man. You got naked and laid on top.
Right.
That's funny, right? We got a camera. We put it on YouTube. Like, I don't want that. Like,
yeah.
You know, but whatever. Just,
yeah, Candace awfully quiet.
Man, she just
Candace
great.
Is working.
Yeah, she's burning switchboards right now, man. She's getting on.
Yeah, maybe she's on there with blogs. What are y'all doing to us?
You, boy, I can't say what I want.
Yeah, you can't.
No, nah.
They still even for Tuesday.
There you go. Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, I'm calling Tuesday. Yeah, you know.
Tuesday. But anyway, that's no business about Tuesday. Huh? He was
right.
The girl that's on Tuesday. But.
Hey, you know, that,
just put it out.
Yeah, hey, that thing. I mean, Norbit, and I don't the dress, and I don't want to know. No.
No.
No, there's nothing about. I don't want to wear. No one can convince me to dress up like
and everything all together is just dumb. Everything on TV to me is dumb.
But here, how dumb are we that we're not insulted with all the dumb shit that comes on TV? We let other people tell us what we want.
You know what, though?
And just roll with it. Nobody gets mad about it.
Like she just said, I mean, Eddie did Norbit. He said he did it because he wanted his fans to know that he ain't. I was a fan of Eddie, and I was insulted that he did it. I was hurt for him. I knew what you just threw away your Oscar. You just threw away the top of your mountain in your career. You threw it away to buffoon for some people that you didn't want to let down. If they want the best for you, they get your fans.
Here's my thing. No matter what you did, your dude, no matter who you got into it with or whatever, they would have followed you anyway. They would have. If they like, but his was crazy. The people you try to make laugh with Norbit, probably was like, okay, why did he drop this dumb?
Right, exactly.
You lost them anyway.
Right.
I mean, it's just to me. There's certain shows that I watch. Like I like Scandal now. I just
Scandal, excellent show.
Great,
excellent. Show.
She's just the girl has just. She's the first. Lead woman in like 60 years to be renewed for a second season for her show.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been like 60 years to be a lead woman on a show.
A black lead woman? Really?
Yeah, it was actually in the grill. They had
it. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know.
It's a great show. It's an awesome show.
I love that.
Awesome.
Like I said, that's a good show. It's not, you know, it's not buffoonery at all. You got like the show House that just went off the air. I love the, any Doctor.
Oh, it's gone off the air.
Yeah, it's
over. Or just for the season.
It's a series for now. He's ran.
Don't sweat the technique. Technique.
Technique.
What's up, everybody? This is one half of Devon of Two Brothers Radio, and we do apologize for all the inconvenience that may have had happened to your phone tonight, but we're going to leave y'all like this. If you're not listening to the Two Brothers, then the truth ain't true.